Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Unity.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. I know, it's old, but it works. And I say it works because it's something you should be following. It's something you should be doing anyhow. So, anyhow. 855-ANYWOW? Did I just say anyhow? I didn't mean that. Anyhow. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, when are we going to start getting Republicans stepping up? They actually have a conservative spine, actually know what they're doing, actually willing to fight. Look, I've already told you a million times, when it comes to Jim Jordan, I'm not head over heels in love with this guy. I like the fact that, you know, he doesn't back down, that he goes after these people in the hearings. But, I mean, there's been no real legislation he's put forward. But that's not my point. My point is, again, Matt Gaetz is the reason all this is failing. Matt Gaetz was the one that decided to have Kevin, remove Kevin, right? And he had no backup plan. He had no plan two or plan B. Guys like that are dangerous, extremely dangerous. And, you know, again, when you look at these guys that what was it, originally six? There were just a few Republicans that wouldn't vote for him. Somebody got to somebody. Because now he got to 25. And then Republicans being the cowards they are, I've been saying this for a long time. It doesn't do us any good to have Republicans in the House, in the Senate, or anywhere else if they won't step up and do the job. Now, the sad part about it is those cowardly Republicans met in secret, voted in secret, not to have Jim Jordan as the Speaker of the House. Wasn't that good of them? Wasn't that so courageous of them? It's just amazing. It never. Yeah, I should say, it never amazes me. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. God. You know what? You heard today that Trump, you know, the judge in New York, fine Trump. $5,000. Yeah, I'm going to fine you $5,000 because you stepped over the line because you left up a meme doing, you know, attacking the prosecutor, whatever it was. So Trump's now lost his ability of freedom of speech. But here's the funny thing about this. Trump went to, who, you know, through his website or through his Twitter and Truth Feed, and he got rid of all the stuff that Judge told him to do. He did exactly what Judge told him to do. Trump's campaign, which is a different entity altogether, had left what up. Just totally forgot about it. And that's what they went after. So they're trolling his stuff on a daily basis. They're looking for him to use one wrong word. And if they throw him in jail, I'm telling you, all hell's going to break loose. Because it'll be proof of selective prosecution. There's so much the other side is doing. There's so much that Joe Biden's people are doing. And you sit there and you scratch your head and you say, okay, go after him for the same thing. Wouldn't that be fair and just? But they don't want fair and just. Can we just be honest about it? They're really not interested in any of that. And Joey B., God, you guys heard him yesterday. I'm still amazed at what I saw him on the plane. And again, this is radio, so it's kind of hard to show you. But the man looked lost. He looked like his brain was working triple time to figure out what was being asked and how he was going to answer. And you know his handlers were totally petrified. Because they didn't know if he was going to have a Mitch McConnell moment. You know, they're beating their brains out to come up with, to come up with term limits for the Supreme Court. But they won't do it for themselves. Oh, no, God forbid, because they're so much better and smarter than the people in the Supreme Court, aren't they? Right? I still think they should do age limits. Yes, I'm an ageist, what can I tell you? No, seriously. I mean, some of these guys are gone after a certain degree. Some of these guys have lost their minds, can't focus. They have some mental health issues. Again, people like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. I'm always amazed. I'm not amazed. I say that. I'm used to saying things a certain way, but I'm not amazed. They don't surprise me anymore. Now, here's a little hint for you. If you really believe... Oh, no. I'll talk about this with Sonya. Joe Messina, your host. Doug O'Fosh, Rodney Schmidt joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Half host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. I know you're all waiting for her. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She's my co-host every Friday. I always appreciate her time with you. You better smile. I'm going to send you a huff on Sunday.
I didn't realize I wasn't smiling.
Oh no.
That's how bad.
Like somebody stole that's, your dog or something. I don't know.
That's how bad off I am. I didn't realize I was.
You know, but listen, the good news is the president is, you know, pumping us up, and he's, you know, she's out there, you know, giving speeches and lecturing, you know, as he's over in Israel and other places, and he's admonishing Americans. Ready for this one? You ready for this? He's admonishing Americans not to be Islamophobic. He wants the Israelis not to overreact. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is not Alzheimer's. He's an idiot. He's just a flaming idiot.
Well, all I got to say is, let's go, Brandon. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy is, he's just, again, you have 1,400 plus slaughtered. You have 30 headless babies in bags. In bags. Okay? And he's over there talking about, you know, because we're saying, you know, take them out, finish them off, do what you got to do. And we're being Islamophobic.
Well, the sad thing is this is why I'm so crazy, and last week I was crazy too, is I've been watching news, international news. I don't watch any of our stuff.
I don't blame you.
But problem is, I'm watching it all night long. So not only am I not getting sleep, but I'm having all this horrible negativity and images pumped into my brain all night long for the past 2 weeks. So I'm a little goofy. But what I did see this morning, and for a brief moment, I was about to give Brandon the benefit of the doubt, because there was a guy who was doing something. He was doing an interview, and he's from something like a Doctors Without Borders sort of organization. I forget the name of it. But he was doing one of those, and he was so grateful that that Biden came and spent his time. He was very impressed that a president spent time with them during an active war. He thought his life was in danger, and he just made that a real courageous move. And he also spent a lot of time with them. He spent like an hour and a half. And one of the things he said is that Biden kept asking people to repeat their story like three times or something. And I didn't want to, you know, he thought that was because he cared. I knew it was because he didn't remember ever talking to the person in the first place. But, you know, this guy was really, really grateful. And then he said, God, there was something else that he said about Biden that just made him, oh. And then he said he really related to our plight. He started talking about his sons. And his sons who died in the car accident with his wife. And apparently this was the first time this guy had ever heard this story. And the first time he had seen it apply to everybody else's pain. And you know, he talked about his son who died in the war. To my knowledge, did that other son die in the war? He had a cancer.
Brain cancer.
He died from cancer. Well, he told this group that his other son died in war too. So he understood their pain. I feel your pain. So for a brief moment, and again, I've had no sleep for 2 weeks. So, for a brief moment, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe Biden is blessing some people somehow, somewhere. And then,
what, with fantasy?
Hey, listen, that's the best we can have these days. Oh, I need me some fantasy right now.
Oh my God! I would love. Would it be great if you could put a helmet on somebody and you could get like pictures coming from their brain? Wouldn't it be wonderful?
I think you can do that, but I don't think you can do that with the President of the United States. You know. If I could do that, I would do it with Trump, because he is hilarious. Last week,
I would burn up, because, you know, thoughts are coming so fast to him, I'm sure, that
that's what I would love to see. That's because I know how my brain works, and 89% of the stuff I think I can't say out loud. And I think that his brain works kind of the same way.
Oh, I can,
because
yeah.
He took a departure last week on one of his rallies. And he was talking about, not Schumer, but the other guy from California. He calls Pencil Neck. What's that guy's name?
Schumer.
Is it Schumer?
Yeah.
That has Pencil Neck?
No. What's his name?
No.
Not Schumer. I know. God.
We're all
See, I need Shifty Zip.
He said his neck is so little. He says it looks like you could touch him anywhere on his body and his neck would break. I had to turn my computer off. I was laughing so hard. I went to sleep. I woke up later, kept laughing, because that's the funniest line. That's perfect. And he looked like he didn't plan that line. It looked like he just, off the cuff.
Oh, some of that, you know, some of that stuff just rolls off his tongue, right?
It just rolls off his tongue. He's a guy you want to hang with. Can you imagine? Poor little Biden, and I know he's on the baby stairs now. When he took that trip to Israel, I noticed that it was a shorter flight of stairs. But somebody in the chat...
He's going into the cargo section.
That's what they said!
The second floor. Come on.
That's what they said online. And then somebody in the comments section said, if he makes it all the way up inside, he's going to come rolling back down.
Oh,
and I'm like, these comments are just... We have the worst president ever. And the fact that he's using these poor people, terrible situations, these babies, these mothers, these people who've been abducted, kidnapped, held hostage, threatened to be killed on the air. And he's talking about a fake situation with his son and using that opportunity to get more money for Ukraine, which you know is so corrupt. I mean, it's up there with him. That's how corrupt is Ukraine? It's right up there with the Bidens.
Oh, yeah.
So,
look at, he wants to give $100 million of your taxpayer money to people in Gaza. To help. You go, wait a minute, you mean Hamas? That's what you mean, because that's who gets the money.
That's what it is.
There's no humanitarian money getting to it. We got to go for a break.
Okay.
Be back in
a
few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're
USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he had secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food, water, and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Amazon employees who still refuse to comply with the retail giant's return-to-office policy may soon get the boot. Business Insider reported the company circulated new guidance to managers this week, informing them that they can now fire those workers who fail to report to the office at least 3 days a week, and laid out the process for how such terminations should go. Employees still not making it into the office enough after that could face a pink slip. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah, Florida. The evening event will be at Ted Hendricks Stadium. President Trump is slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My co-host every Friday, Sonia Schmidt, joins us. Me. Us would be assuming that you were actually here.
Wheeze. So. I think the proper
word is saying wheeze because I know what's going to happen. I get those emails. Usins. Right?
Usins.
Weens.
Weens. That's what it is.
Yeah,
weens.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
My daughter and I, last night, you know, my parents are from the South, and they didn't have any education at all. But they made very good choices. My father was a Republican, and they made very good financial choices. They moved out to California, but they still couldn't speak English. I had a girlfriend who said, it's a miracle that I can speak English at all. So my daughter and I last night, I was texting her different words that my parents would say, and I'd have her guess what it meant. And she got pretty much 90% of them.
Wow.
But, yeah, no, my parents had no command of the King's English, let's just say. The fact that I'm talking on the radio, absolute miracle.
The fact that you're talking and we're able to understand you is probably a miracle.
Yeah.
You know,
totally a miracle.
In and of itself.
Yeah. Trust me, I can go there where you wouldn't be able to understand a word I'm saying, but.
I can't, but I could if I mimicked like my grandmother to a point.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Woman spoke broken. It was here for years, spoke broken English. Not that she
so
didn't
cute.
Want to, but she just had one heck of a time with it, you know?
Sure. I love that term, too, broken English. And we called it busting verbs. We busted some verbs. And I don't know why, because it wasn't just verbs that we screwed up. But
bustin
holy,
verbs.
Busting
okay.
verbs. Okay.
You know, don't know what to tell you. all right. I don't know. I forgot what we were talking about. See, I get
Me
all excited.
Me too. I'm sorry. My brain is fried from all this Israeli
My
stuff.
My brain is fried, but it's not because of the Israeli stuff. It's just
It is. I don't sleep. I don't sleep. And I think last week I was worried because this sort of was my big fear. You know, and I always talk about projection from the left. And whatever they say we're going to do, you can darn sure bet They're going to pull off. They're going to do it. They're doing it or they're going to do it. Yep. Well, who was supposed to start World War III? Trump. Yeah. Who's starting World War III? Excuse me. Them. Pardon me. That was very unbelievable.
We had peace in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, for a short minute.
China was afraid to go against us. I mean, there were several times where Trump sent the troops out to straighten out some people when they did little incursions. Like, we're not tolerating even the littlest incursion.
Right.
And they would make fast order of you. I don't know if you caught it this week, but you know the idiots in the White House, they outed the Israeli Special Forces people again. It's like,
yes.
Are you guys so?
And I'm shocked. Like,
what's going on?
Yeah, they do realize what's going on.
Yes,
this is by design. And to be honest, I listen to international news, and I'm shocked at some of the things that they say, because I'm like, they're kind of giving, I know that they're trying to reassure people, but I think that they're giving too much information. It's just TMI. And I never get, you know, going back to Trump, I just never get tired of hearing his stories about when he talked to, I think it was Abdul, and he shows him pictures of his house. I love him. I just miss him. But that's the kind of thing that you need to do and have them believe that you will pull off. And you know, for those 4 years, I bet you what, I slept. I can remember going, when President Trump was president, I remember going to sleep and going, you know what, if the worst go down, I trust that he did it for a good reason. Good night, Irene, as my father would say. Good night, Irene. I don't know who Irene was, but... but I would go to sleep. But these days I can't sleep.
You knew when you went to bed at night that the guy answering the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning,
yes,
was going to be coherent.
Have his wits about him.
Right? Joey Deacon answered the phone at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and not know where he is at.
Mm. He don't know where he's at, who he is.
Oh, when he was, let me tell you what, if you saw that clip of him on the plane, and the look in his face, and he's,
whoa, you know,
he's rubbing his cheek like, what am I doing here? Why is that person asking me a question?
It's elder abuse at this point.
Thank you. I said the same thing. Anybody who says that he's got all his wits about him, they need to have a mental check.
They know that he doesn't. But what's their alternative? He's doing their bidding.
Yes.
So, the fact that they, like I mentioned about the Israeli man who worked for the Doctors Without Borders thing. Right. He was listening to Trump. He was so impressed that he did an hour and a half interview with him. I'm like, Trump does that in his, he can do that sleepwalking.
Makes sense and not repeat the same story five times.
Five times. And not lie about his.
That's true.
We're in big, and I can't say it. I will give a paraphrase of this line, one of my favorite lines in the movie Aliens. Bill Paxton, rest his soul. I can't believe he passed away. But when he realized what bad shape they were in because the aliens were coming to get them, he said, we're in some pretty blank now. And that's where this, and it was the funniest way he said it. It was only Bill Paxton could say it. But that's where we are. We're in some pretty crap now.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. And again, they're so afraid. There was a poll. I should have pulled it up and kept it. There was a poll about people that actually truly still believed, or that do believe, that Joe Biden was not fully with it for his position, but we're going to vote for him anyway because they didn't trust Republicans. And I'm thinking, what an excellent, great job the Democrats have done of brainwashing these people into believing.
Absolutely.
That no matter how bad a Democrat is, a Satan worshiping,
the least you ain't,
you know, baby killing Democrat would be better off than a Republican.
Right. Wow. They don't have any problems with killing anything.
Well,
but I will tell you, after watching how our side, our quote unquote, because they ain't my side anymore, they haven't been for quite some time, but how we're handling this whole Speaker of the House thing.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to. Bye, Felicia.
Who is Felicia, by the way? I hear her all the time.
You know what? I did too. I said it for years, and I finally said, who the heck is Felicia? Turns out it's from the movie Friday, and Felicia was a woman. She's a comic, Angela, I forget her name, Angela somebody, and she played a drug addict, and she kept showing up, and she kept, like, bothering people because she needed some money for some drugs. She's just like, she was just, like, all over the place, and I think it was Ice Cube. He said, bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. So, Fridays is really a very funny movie. In fact, maybe if we have time towards the end, I want to talk about a movie that I saw. I've been into black movies this week, but one of them I saw.
How racist have you? You know,
But I'm trying to get, listen, I'm trying to get back into the fold because I love y'all. The Republicans ain't doing right. The Democrats are about to get us blown up.
I mean, it's to the point we're just going to have to start our own. The heck with it.
Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to get blowed up by Iran. I got to find my tribe. I got to get back into their good graces.
Well, you and I were joking. I mean, years ago, I still have the clip from that.
Oh, do you?
Where you were, we were talking about how they took your black card from you because... You know, you don't follow the tribe, so to speak. You don't do exactly.
No, I don't. But I've never marched to the drum beat of others. I've always been a weirdo. But I have to tell you, and I was looking around to see if I had it nearby, but I have a white privilege card. I have a customary white privilege card. So at some point, I may cash that one in. I may activate that.
Let me show you how mentally ill these people are. I mean, for real. No, all joking aside. You know, here they are calling black folks, saying that your white privilege is showing, right? You know, they're people of color who have gone through all kinds of stuff here in this country. They're calling them, people of white privilege or white supremacy. And you're thinking, how do you line that up? What is white supremacy? Let's start off there. And if you're black, how can you be a white supremacist?
But you don't have to line up logical thought, Joe.
I'm trying to apply logic. I'm sorry. It's stupid.
That train has left the station a long time ago.
We'll talk more about
this
on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with my co-host, Tony Schmidt, right after this.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendover. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm going to sleep. I ain't not sleeping.
That fighting music, and she is ready to fight. Joe Bassett, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My fighting co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me, as she does every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me. Hi, Sonia.
I'm not fighting. I'm too tired to fight.
No, you're not.
I got no zero fight in me. Whatever happens, happens at this point.
No. I'm going down. I'm taking them with me. Somebody's going with me, okay? That's what I mean. I don't care how I'm asking. The more the merrier, but if they think they're going to take me out, they're going to take me out while I'm taking a bunch of them out at the same time.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm going to be hugging grandbabies.
Who, me?
I am. You ain't.
Oh, yeah, you can hug all the grandbabies.
You're going to be fighting with a cannoli in one hand.
And that's right. And a semi-auto in the other. No problem.
I'm too tired. By the time it goes down, I'm just going to be too exhausted to fight. I'm like, I done spent all my fighting years from the Tea Party.
It's like I tell everybody, it takes forever to get changes. It really does, because we've gone decades. Conservatives,
yeah.
Christians, we've gone decades thinking we can play with gentlemen rules. We can be nice. We can do this. No, you can't.
and you have to stop. You know, I loved it in the beginning, and you got it too, where people would say to me, God, you're too aggressive, you're too this, there's no reason for you to.
Right.
I said, yeah.
Right. They told me I was mean-spirited. Mean-spirited?
Yeah. I mean, no. Look at what they're trying to do. Do you think that you're going to touch it? Like, these are the same morons that think you're going to send these counselors, these soft counselors with pink clipboards, you know, into a domestic violence situation. And
right.
Everybody's going to have a kumbaya moment.
Right.
God. No.
I saw a rabbi this morning, and again, I'm totally immersed in probably stuff that I just need to back away from, but I saw this rabbi this morning, and he goes, and he was talking about a different way of communicating this, because he was talking about how we typically communicate why the Israel is in the right, their right to defend themselves. He says, that's a wrong tactic, but well, yeah, he says it's a wrong tactic, but one thing that he said that I... Another thing he said that I agreed with was he said when it came to all of these we're occupiers and this and that and the other, and then we started making concessions. They started giving some land away or allowing some. He said we should have never done that because that sort of solidifies that they stole the land or that they were occupying land that you know wasn't fair because they gave other people. He said no, they should have stood up the whole time and said, this is our land, we ain't giving you diddly, and good luck, you know. And I'm like, that's so true. And I say that with my kids, don't start none, won't be none. And I don't know enough about Middle East relations.
Yeah, lefties,
to know
the lefties in Israel unilaterally pulled out of Gaza. I gave it to, not gave it back to, let's be clear,
gave it to the Palestinians,
saying, okay, look, maybe this will help us. We'll give
right.
them land
just
for
leave
peace.
Us
little,
right,
they'll
right.
get to be okay. No,
right.
they won't.
Uh-uh. No.
They want to kill you. Hello? Anybody
we
home?
We know that. We know that from dealing with leftists in our country.
Yeah.
You give them an inch, they're not happy people. So... You always have to operate from the don't start none, won't be none.
No.
Start, you know, you can't do it with them. No matter how you look, no matter how they're going to talk about you, because they're going to talk about you anyhow, even when you're nice. There was a guy when I was living in the ghetto, and there was a guy who was probably pretty... I know he was on drugs, but he would stop by every once in a while if I'm working in the yard or something, and he would ask for money. And I said, look, this isn't because I'm not saying no to you because I can't or I'm selfish or anything, but I know if I do this one time,
yep.
your behind is going to be back here again asking for money. And I said, I operate out of the don't start none, won't be none rule. And he respected that, and we were good friends. Hi, bye. You know, we how you doing? Great. But don't ask me for nothing, because
well,
this is your MO.
Yeah, well, years ago, I paid for a guy's meal at Bob's Big Boy in Burbank, California. And you know mm-hmm. what that is. I know you do.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
the entertainers hung
I'm
out
laughing.
There at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the manager come over to me and I'd say, please stop doing that. And it's
right.
not that we don't want to feed them. It's not even that I don't want to take food out to them, but here's the problem. it's like at the zoo. No, you start feeding them, and they keep coming back. And then you're not here one night, and they expect somebody else. And then they start gathering by the front of the store. And then if I bring food out to them, they're coming by every night for that same food. It's not that we don't want to feed them. It's just that we can't have this. You know?
It's not doing them any
That's
good.
True.
That's
yeah.
the bottom line.
Yeah.
We're not helping them by giving. We used to. I used to work with a friend who was a comic, and at this comedian store, this what do you call it? This club, this comedy club.
Yeah.
No, this was actually in the hood. I think it was.
Oh.
I forget the name of it, but this
yeah.
was no. This was on Degnan Boulevard.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Yes, Casa Your Mama, that one. Yeah. Not a you mama. But anyway, they would serve chicken to the, of course, fried chicken to the patrons.
Chicken, but go ahead.
And there was, so we would take the leftover chicken and we go to the park to the homeless people and we give it away to them for free. We had homeless people decline it because they were vegetarian.
Oh, well, excuse me. That's
excuse me. So we've created...
Well, I would have pointed to the grass and gone, well, then there you go. You got plenty of food.
Let me tell you something. Luckily, I was with comedians because it's hilarious. But we've created monsters that we're not doing any good. And our kids... who are just triggered and oppressed, and they think words are violence. Well, how about what you experienced on October the 7th is violence? How about that? Because from what I'm hearing from the inner circles is that their kids were very much like our kids. They just thought that this whole war talk was mean, and all you got to do is be nice, and all we got to do is have a peace and love concert. And boom.
Well, that was now, it was before Clinton, but there was one of the Democrat, the whole Democrats were screaming, if we were just disarmed, they would too. And you're like, are you guys that stupid?
Be a peace, right? Yes, yeah. They are, and they will get us in this situation. Yeah. And now look at us. Now look at us. Yeah. We're in some pretty stuff now.
Yeah, but again, I'm going to go back to. We allowed them to take over the education system. So now that's where these kids are getting their mindset. That's what they're thinking is going on. And I just find it totally hilarious. I just really do. I'm sitting here thinking to myself,
they're
going to
get us killed.
Yeah.
It ain't funny.
Funny because they actually, after seeing it happen in other wars, you know, we are truly living in a time that is proving out that if you don't know history, history will repeat itself and it won't be good.
Right.
Right?
But they won't allow history in its truest forms.
That's true.
To be taught. And again, I agree with you. I saw a lot of this coming, and I kept saying this ain't going to be good, but because I was in the ghetto and I needed my kids to not go to school in the ghetto, so I allowed them to go to progressive school. Not progress. Well, yeah, they were. And in those days, that would have been considered progressive. And I was like, oof, this ain't going to turn out good. But, and so now I'm dealing with kids where I have to go, no, they weren't occupiers. They weren't, you know.
Listen, again, you know, the mafia had it right. As much as I'm not a mafia fan, right? They allowed nothing. You stepped over the line. You did the wrong thing. You went for the wrong person. You even, in my neighborhood, God forbid, you laid hands on an older woman that was out at night going shopping or doing... You lost your hands, and sometimes you lost your life. And you know what that message that sent? Don't screw with those people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Trump was at. But he was so mean.
He's so mean. He tweeted. He has mean tweets. Yeah. Look at us now. Look at us now with this man triangulating all over the place. But, I, you know, the fact that he used these dead women, children, kidnapped hostages to get more money, probably more than likely to grease his palms and many people in even the Democratic or the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. The whole town is so corrupt. When Trump said, I'm going to go drain the swamp, I don't even think he knew how
yucky. Oh, he had no clue.
He knew
not
it was swamp,
a clue.
But not a clue how yucky it was. And now we are seeing it. And I'm now we are becoming a police state. And we are...
Well, all right. Got to go for a break, lady. Come to the top of the hour. Reset your clocks. Get ready to go. When we come back, we're talking about how Amazon now is going to fire workers. Check this out. Who refuse to come back to work. They want to work remotely. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.